is Chozei Debi Hadro Le'achna. He saw the way there was a snake on top of the kever. So Amar Rav Yochanan said to the snake, Achna, Achna, Psach Pumaychu, V'yichnes Harav Eitzel Talmud. Open your mouth. In other words, go away from here. Let the Rebbe, let me go to my Talmud. V'loi Posach, he didn't open up. He didn't go away the snake. So Rav Yochanan said, Yichnas Chover Eitzel Chover, let a friend go to a friend. V'loi Posach, the snake didn't open up. But then Rav Yochanan said, Yichnas Talmud Eitzel Harav, let the Talmud go to the Rav, then Posach lay. Then he opened up. Boy, Rachme, versus Yukme. And Rav Yochanan like first picked him up. No, he's able to speak in some of his neshama. Omelis, he said to Rabbi Yechon, said to Rav Chana, he have a yadana, the rechich demar, if I would have known that that's the way you look, that's the way your lips saw they cracked, I wouldn't have felt bad. So hashta leisi mar badon. Rabbi Yechon said, now please come back to us. But I'll be mechai mason like. Omelis, Rav Chana said like this, imotas lemivoy rachmi, if you could be mespalo to Hashem, daven, that the Sula Shchivna, I won't die anymore. Azilna, I'll go with you. V'loy loy azilna, but if not, I won't go with you. Like if Kano was afraid, like you'll get angry at me again, and maybe you cause me to die a second time. So hoyil v'chol of shosa, like true, a nace happens now, but maybe a nace won't happen all the time. Is Tyra, he woke up. Ukme, and Taka, he was mechay meisim. That's a Rashi. Two pshat, and the one pshat is, he made him alive again. And Shaila called Sveika the Heavily. And Rabbi Yechon used to ask all the Sveikas Rav Kana. Well, Pashtim and Malay, Rav Kana used to answer them all. And Hainu the young Rabbi Yechon, that's what Rabbi Yechon said. Tilachoyin Amri, do you think it's me from Bnei Eretz Yisrael? Think I'm saying all the Torah. You should know the Lahoin Hi. It's like from the people in Bavel, it's like the Chus of Rav Kana. That's what I'm saying over all this Torah. So was the mice over here. Then the Gemara says, Hahud was a case. Hahud, the Achvoy. Tachso the Rebbe Abba, somebody showed again to a guy, Rashi says, Tachshet Meshi, a nice thick clothing of Rebbe Abba to a guy. So Yosef Rebbe Avuha, Rebbe Chanina Bar Papi, Rebbe Yitzchak Nafcha. They're all sitting together about the Shiloh, does this person have to pay back Rebbe Abba or not? The Yosef Rebbe Loi Gabayu. So Sobele Chayvu, they wanted to say that he's Chayiv, they wanted that the person has to pay. We heard that it's not from here that we learned that Donis Adin, if the Dayan passed on the Shaila, and Zichre Sachai, if he made the wrong psak, that he said the one that was Chayiv, he said he's Potter. The Chayiv is a Zakir, else he said the one that was really supposed to be Potter, he made him Chayiv. Or else Timei Asator, there's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Or else where the Dayan made something that was supposed to be Torah, made a Tomei. Or else Viti Rasatomei, he made something that was supposed to be Tomei, made a Torah. So Alochar is Mashos also, what the Dayan did is done. But the Yishalim Ideisa, he has to pay for it. So the kids, it is Alochar like about Dima de Garmi, since you caused the Bia Hefzid, Yechayiv. See here also, since this person showed Rav Abba's famous silk cloth here, so you caused him to have a loss, therefore Yechayiv. In other words, Al Dima de Garmi, you should be Chayiv. Oh, my lay Rabbi lawyer, boy, said back like this. Hochi Yomar Rav, this is what Rav said. No, for Dina the Garmi alone, your potter. You're only chayv if the Dayan himself moved the things with his own hands. If the Dayan picked it up, or the Dayan was metamarit, he did a mitzvah, so then he's chayv. But just for Dina the Garmi, your potter. It's only the nosam biyad. Amrulay, so he said back, like, zil lagarmit Rav Shimon ben Alikim. If you want to say chayv, go to Rav Shimon ben Alikim. Or else Rebbe Loza ben Pados. The Dayan the Dina the Garmi. They hold the Dinat Gami is Chayiv. So if you want to say Chayiv, go to them. But we don't. We hold Yepoter. Also, the Gabriel, so Taka, they went to him. And Chayiv, they Taka said Yechayiv. And we must need them from now, Mishnah, that also holds like that. That the Mishnah says again, the Machmas HaGazlin, if it was taken away the fields because of the Gazlin, Chayiv. And Allah Hamad Loi Sodacha, the Gazlin has to pay back another field. The Yochim, the Diach, the Yachvuya. And we learn Shana Mishnah, we're talking about only where the person only showed the field to the Gazlin. And that's like Dina de Garmi. So our Mishnah also holds like this. This is what Faith brought down before, that the Pshah for this part of the Gemara was, we're going that Dina de Garmi is Chayiv, Renachnam il Alocha, we do not task him like this. Now the Gemara says, who garved, there was a person to have a mafkidle kisa de kaspom. Somebody gave him like a silver cup to hold. Salikul ganvoy elavai. So it happened once that upon the shomer, Kanovim came upon him, and Shakle, And Yoivilhu, that the Ganovim came to steal from him, so the Ganov showed him the silver cup and gave it away. Also came with the Rabbah, came in front of Rabbah, Patre, he said that he's Potter. Omle Abaye, Abaye said, why is this person Potter? He's like saving himself with somebody else's money. In other words, if they wouldn't have taken away the silver cup, they would have taken away his own money. So really, it's his loss. Ella rather it's like this, Omer Ravashi Chazin, let's see. If the person's a rich person, then for sure this Ganef was coming to steal from him. So therefore, you're saving yourself with somebody else's money, you have to pay for it. But if he was really a poor person, then we say, it's like the Ganef came to steal the silver cup, therefore the Shemir is Potter. And also a case, there was a man, they have a Mafka Gabe, Arnaki, the pigeon, Shvuyim. First was holding on to a sack of money that was set aside for pidyon shvuyim to save people. Is saliku ganvil avoy? So ganov came to this person. Shakli, he was taking away his stuff. Is yoivin alai? So the person said, like, don't take everything away. Here, take this money. Is osla kamer the rova? Came in front of the rova. Patra, rova said his pata. Omalei abai vay matlatsu momach averu. He's saving himself with his friend's money. Omalei and the pidyon shvuyim got him there. The chur is also called pidyon shvuyim. He's like rescuing himself. So this is the question here. Even though we said before, if you yourself take the money and give the money, Yechayev, here in these last two cases, the Shomer himself was giving the money to the Ganef. So what do we say about here? Amarid Ishani Shomer. A Shomer is different. Sheladas Kenef Kidu. That a Shomer is different if you're only watching it for somebody else. The mafkid, like, gave it to you in order that in case somebody's coming to steal it, you have a right to give it away. Here also, by the pidyon shvuyim, you have the right to use it. So therefore here, even though you're the one that's giving it away to the ganef, but since the ganef is coming for these things, you have a right to give it away. Now the Gemara says, who garbed, there was a man, the actin, the asik, chamrul mavro. A person went and put his donkey onto the ship, kami the sliki inshi the mavro, before the people came off the ship. Now, because of this donkey, now the ship was about to sink, like it was too crowded, too much weight on it. So also, a person came, the Hugavra, he threw the donkey off the ship. He threw him into the river, and the donkey died, drowned there. So the din tur is, so also came with the rabbi, came in front of rabbi. Patrei, rabbi said the person is potter. Homolei Abaye said, he's like saving himself, like otherwise he would have had to thrown off his own stuff. So Chura should be chayiv. Or Malay, he said no. Hai mi cover raidifu. This donkey, when it first came onto the ship, was like a raidif. In other words, this donkey is the one that caused the ship to be drowned. And therefore, Rabba the time, Rabba goes according to his own time. The Yama Rabba says, raidif shoyi raidif hachachaveroi. Lahorga, if somebody's running after somebody to kill him, the shibur at the kalim, and they broke the kalim, bencho nirdif, bencho kolodam a potter. No matter who the raidif broke the kalim, still the raidif is potter. Shirei mischayev benafshay, because the raidif is chayev benafshay, somebody can come and kill him. So therefore, if he does damage, he's potter from the damage, because of coming with the rab minay. But the nirdif, the one that's being run after, chased after, Sheshibras the Kalim, Sheroidif, that broke the Kalim of the Raidif is also Potter. Why? Shloyehe Mammon Chavev Olav Migufay. That your Mammon shouldn't be more Chavev than your own body. Just like you're allowed to save your soul, you're allowed to save your Mammon. Abo Shokolotim Chayev, for somebody else you Chayev. Because the Yosel Hatzalasim and Mammon Chaveroi. You're not allowed to save yourself for somebody else's money. But Veroidif, Shoyeroidif, Acharoidif, Latzil Veshov, a Kalim Bench, and the Bench of Kolotim Potter. If you don't say like this, nobody will go and save somebody else from the raidif. So the kids over here also, since Lamaisa, the Chamor, when he came into the ship, he was like a raidif. He was like the one that's causing the ship to drown. So therefore, this person now that threw it off, since he was like the nirdif, and he's going to save himself, therefore, Rav Behol is very spotter. So again, the first halach of Rabba was again, that a raidif is running after somebody, so when the raidif breaks and does damage, he's potter, because it's called Yitzchayiv Misa at that time, therefore we say, come with the Rabba Minei. What about again, the nirdaf, the person that's being chased, If he breaks the kelim of the roidif, so he's potter. And the Gemara says, why Rabbi says, Shlo yehe momin chaviv olav migufay. In other words, when this person is chasing you, you have a right to kill him, so once you have a right to kill him, you have a right to break his money also. That's why he also, the person that threw off the donkey, is potter. Avo shokol adam chayiv. But if you break somebody else's money in order to save your own life, then you chayiv, because that's the klal, the osa lahatzil atzmai p'mom echaveroi. You now have to save yourself by using somebody else's things. In other words, not allowed to him just means you have to pay for it. Avad, you're allowed to. Mishum v'kurach nefesh, you could do anything. But it just means, though, you chayiv to pay him back the money. Like, if you take away somebody else's things to save your life, you have to pay the other person for the things that you took. But then, last halacha was v'roidif. Show you roidif achar roidif. If one roidif was running after another roidif, lahatzil to save v'shiva kalim, and he did damage. Then bein shonir the bein shakolodim potter. That if you're running after a roidif to save the nirdaf, so then any damage you do, you potter. That's what he said. It's not mikir adin v'loymen adin el shemiyata oimekhen. If you don't say like this, ein lochodam shemastas chaverim min a roidif. People will be afraid to save somebody from a roidif. If Reuven is running after Shimon to kill Shimon, so people will be afraid to save Shimon and kill Reuven. Because they're afraid maybe they'll do some damage while they're killing Reuven. So if they'll be chayiv, they won't go and save Shimon. And since the Torah wants Shimon to be saved, when somebody's running after somebody else, the roidif and the nirdif, you're supposed to save the nirdif to kill the roidif. So therefore, the Rabbanim, we say you're potter from any damage you do at that time. All right, we'll stop here. You're up to Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amad Beis by the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Shot for Nahor." Let's say the river destroys the land. So then, Oy Meloi Harish Shalach Lefanecha. You have a right to say back to the original Nigzal that here it is. Take it. So this is really a hemshech of the Mishnah before. So in the case, let's say somebody stole the field of somebody else, and now by the Gazlin, the Nohor comes and like ruins the field. So the Gazlin has a right to say back to the Nigzal, here it is. And really this has to do with the fact that we always know that Karka in the Nigzelis, that there's not a real Kinyan Gzela here. It's always still Brishus HaBailim. So therefore, since the Gazlin didn't do anything special to the field, but rather just happened by itself, therefore the Gazlin has a right to say back to the owner, Haresh Shalach Lefanecha. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, what like this? Ha Grezel Sodei Mechaveroi. If somebody steals a field from his friend, Veshot Fanhor, and the river goes over it, overflows, and ruins the field, so Chayiv Lahamad Loi Sodei Acher Divir Rabbi Eleza. Rabbi Eleza L'chur argues in our Mishnah. Rabbi Eleza holds that this Gazlin has to return back a good field. The Chachamim and the Chum say, Oy Meloi Haresh Shalach Lefanecha. No, the Chum say, since it's only a field, on the field you have a right to say back to the Bailim, to the Nigzal, here it is, take it, I didn't do anything to it. So Chur, there's the Shaila, do you have a Kinyan Gzela on this field or not? So Gemara says, B'maikah Miflagi, what's the Machlokes telling you? That Rebbe Eleza Dorash Ribuy Umiyat. Rebbe Eleza Dashnas the Torah B'Torahs a Ribuy and Umiyat. The Torah says, V'chichesh ba'misoi, that you deny from your friend, that's a ribuy. B'tikodon, says the word tikodon, that's a miyat. Then the Torah says, kol ashe yishovra alob la'sheker, chozav a ribuy. So it comes out, there's a ribuy, umiyat v'ribuy, the klal is ribuy hakol. That the parasha of gzela, if you steal something, that you have kinyoni gzela, and you have the chiyav ashov, applies to everything. Well, my ribu ribu kol mili. If so, my miyat, what's the pshat from the miyat? Miyat shtoris. It only for my shtar. If you steal a shtar, like Rashi says, shein gufe momin, the yoyiv le nairi bialma, a shtar is only a piece of paper. True, because of the shtar, you have a proof that something belongs to you. But on the gzela, you're potter. It's not called you stole anything, the actual money, like the rights to get the money. It's not considered like the money is in the shtar. So that's the biggest miyat. There's no din gzela on a shtar. But on karka, Rebbe Eleza holds karka is nigzelis. Therefore he holds if you steal karka and then a sod and then the nohor comes and ruins the field, so you have to return a good field. Weiter.
Like Rashi says, a short for nor, Rashi says, Shoysa asfas anor, v'egbiya asfasa v'amayim asoichakim, v'koriven tachas asfasa mispashir b'techa soder, and they're like the water that rules the fields. Therefore, according to Rav Leza, you call the gazlin on karka, you have to make a good hashava. However, the Gemara says, v'rabonadash, the rabonadash na Torah, with the klali aproti, with the klal aproti klal. Therefore, in the parasha of Gezeil of the Torah starts off, v'chichesh, you deny, like you swear false, is klal. Any type of a gazela yichayivan, v'pikodin. It says I give you something to watch. Prat much more only things I give you to watch. Then it says oy mikol from anything. Chazor a klal. Says so it's a klal or prat or klal. Then we say iat adan elokena prat. Yoni dashin yoni marbe something like the prat. Therefore maha prat adover metaltol the gufe moment. Just like a pikodin, something I give to you to watch, is something that could be moved around. The dovra metaltum, the gufe moment, the thing itself that has value to it, is afko dovra metaltum, anything that could be moved around. The gufe moment and the gufe of the dovra has moment to it. Yotso, what does this exclude? Karkois, karka, ground, shen metaltlin, you can't move it around. Yotza avodim, if you steal somebody's ever kinani, also yepote, there's no ding zela, shuk shula kakois, because avodim have the same aloha like karka, they have the hukash le kakois. Yotzu shtoris, if you steal somebody's star, also yepote, shafa pisha metaltlin, even though it could be moved around, but ain't goofy mammon, it's not called goof, it doesn't have its own value. It's only proof, it's only you could show it that somebody owes you money. You have a right to collect money because of the star. But the actual star itself has no value to it. So therefore, according to Chachamim, the din of our Mishnah, if somebody steals karka, it's not really an exelus. Therefore, the gazlan didn't do anything to the field. Just by itself, the river overflowed and ruined the field. He has a right to say, Harei Shaloch Lefanecha. From the Gemara Ivo Tanya, we learned Hagoizel es Hapora. If somebody stole the cow, the shot for Nor, and by the gazlan the river overflowed and took away the cow, is Chayav Lahamed Loi Pora. You have to return a new Pora to the owner, like you're a gazlan, so you have a Chiyav Hashava. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, that's what Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. However, the Chum say, Oimel Loi Haresh Lech Lefanecha. No, still the gazlan has a right to say back to the original owner, take your parah, take your cow, I didn't do anything to it. So the question is why? Hosam b'maikam iflugi, what's the machlekes over here? The chura cow is a dover ha-metaltal, v'gufay mamin? So it should be a gazela. So if you're a gazlan, if you have kinyon a gazela, how can you say resh lach l'fanech if it's not here anymore? So the Gemara says, Amara papa, hosam over there, you know what we're talking about. Hosam b'maikam iflugi, k'goin shegoz al sodem e'chaveiro,